Today is the 10-year anniversary of the Carrollton Trojan baseball team finishing second in the state playoffs. I'm joined by Jason Maiden, who was the starting catcher for that Trojans team back in 2010. Jason, looking back to that 2010 season, talk about how special it was to be a part of a team that had such an incredible season.
Yeah, it was. It was real special. If I remember correctly, I think seven seniors that started, and we played pretty much all six or seven of us started most of the 4 years, and it was nice to end our high school career with such a special season.
Do you have a favorite memory from that season that stands out?
I'd say obviously playing the state championship game was pretty cool, but one of my favorite memories was beating Lexington in the quarterfinals to get to the Final Four, you know, playing at home in a big playoff game against a conference opponent. I have a lot of memories, but that's probably the one that sticks out the most.
Looking back 10 years later, what do you think was the key to success for the Trojans that year to lead them to the state title game?
The biggest key, you know, we had obviously a pitcher in Zach who went on to have a good career in college and get drafted by the Houston Astros, and you know, both Flick twins pitched, and we had a lot of good hitters, so that helped out a lot. But I'd say we had three good starting pitchers, which in Class 2 baseball is a pretty solid staff to have.
It was an incredible career for everyone in your graduating class in both football and baseball. And it's got to be pretty exciting to end on almost as high a note as you can and end your high school career that way.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of a bittersweet moment losing, but we ran into a pretty stout Crystal City team. But, yeah, getting to play in, I believe, the school's first state championship game in any sport. So it was a pretty special way to end your high school career.
And as a coach now, it's got to be pretty neat to know you were a part of that as you try to work towards bringing another team back, whether it's in football or track and field, to the state championship.
Yeah, it was. It was really neat. You know, we had Mackenzie Brown win an individual state championship last year in triple jump. And coming back to where I went to high school and coaching all the guys and girls that I do now in football and track, it's been pretty fun.